from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Harvey now, a Category 1.
The best way I can describe it is a tin can being kicked down the road.
That's the voice of Steve Sims. He's the fire chief of Rockport, Texas, as Hurricane Harvey makes landfall.
I fear we're gonna really see some severe damage. We haven't been able to get out and see what we got going, but it's not looking good.
The fiercest hurricane to hit the U.S. in more than a decade has been downgraded to a Category 1 storm, but by early Saturday, it had already dumped more than 9 inches of rain on some parts of coastal Texas. No deaths were immediately confirmed in the hours after Harvey's arrival, but officials noted emergency crews couldn't get out in many places due to high winds. The U.S. National Hurricane Center is still calling it a life-threatening storm. Yesterday, a rally in San Francisco was called Unite Against Hate in anticipation of rallies that had been scheduled today by groups who might incite similar repercussions to what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia 2 weeks ago. Internationally renowned recording artist MC Hammer is a resident of the San Francisco Bay Area.
Hate is dangerous, and we can't sit back and say, well, let them demonstrate, it'll go away. That's not the way hate operates.
Yes, yes.
So we have to stay on top of it and let it know that it can't be comfortable here in our home.
Well, apparently the preemptive effort worked. Today, the leaders of the right-wing and anti-Marxist groups scheduled to hold rallies in the Bay Area have called the events off. Joey Gibson, founder of the group Patriot Prayer, said the speakers will now be featured at a news conference. This is VOA News.